He live in Philadelphia. The other people, some of them, they that's living. Because I know his mother. His mother was named Caroline. I got a class she gave me. Mm-hmm. But they all passed out there in that haven.
When did your second husband pass away?
He passed away on the 19th. Let me show you and I'll tell you. You can.
Well, just what year?
Oh, it was here this year.
This year?
This year. It was this year, honey. Like a man was asking me yesterday, he said, I didn't know Jackson had paid. For me, it was on the paper. Yes, this year in July. Yes, in July. You have to put that down.
How old was he?
See there?
Uh-huh.
He passed that's August. Still wrong, it's August. Once he passed, that's like I'm out of date. Don't care, see there? He passed on the 19th
uh-huh.
of July. And 73.
How old was he?
He was in it, I think he was about 80. 84, if I don't make no mistake. Mm-hmm. 84.
How long have y'all been married?
Oh Lord, I'll have to check that back because it's been a long time. Because I'll get his social security because it was it was back in the, because we stayed together, lived together long, quite a bit before that, but it was back in the 30s. Yeah, back in the 30s. In the 40s. 48. And 47 and 48. That's when it was, 47, 48. Because we were together long before then. Back there for a man before then. It's been a long. It was the guy before my father died. He died in 30. My dad had passed in 38.
Mm-hmm.
For this lawsuit came around in 39 about the heirs. Tom Robinson estate.
Mm-hmm.
What it was then. Tom Robinson estate. Because it was for boys. But we married since that time because I told him I didn't want to live like that and I wouldn't live like that. Because you know a lot of people does do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't want to do that. And paid $250 for my divorce from my other first husband, Corbett Weedon. He's there right up there. And he had married again and had a wife and four children.
Mm-hmm.
A large size, I mean big old children. Cause he had been married before he married me. He had some old grown children, already older than me and his wife he got now too, or just as old.
Mm-hmm.
But his home was in Mobile, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So he said his home was in Mobile, Alabama when he come there. And I never did see none of his other children. I always, of course, none of us children didn't do too much traveling around. Now you take my older brother. He stayed, when he left home, he went to Blossom up in Calhoun County and stayed. Of course, all this was Calhoun County, like I told you, but about it. But he stayed up there and worked around Blossom. Neil Lumber Company, and my brother, that's all the way he ever did, practically.
Mm-hmm.
He worked there at Neil Lumber Company until he retired.